I want to show you what an internet packet looks like. Okay, so you can understand what it was that, you know, what the stuff is that actually flows through the network. All right, there. So this is just one bit after another, split up into rows of 32 bits, four bytes long. Most of it's data. Okay, so this is the so-called payload. This is the actual stuff that you want to transmit. And, you know, there's a source address, which is 32 bits long. So, you know, you imagine every computer connected to the internet having a 32-bit address. Okay, that's 4 billion, by the way, and that's not enough. That's why this is the so-called IPv4, IP version 4, which is the sort of old version of the internet protocol, which is the one that is pretty much being used. But so there's the stuff above here is kind of the envelope that the data goes in. So the envelope has a from address, that's you, the destination address, which is, you know, your mother-in-law, whoever you're sending the packet to. It's got a length. It says how many bits are in the packet or how many bytes are in the packet, because their packets are not all exactly the same length. There can be short packets and long packets. There's some other things here. There's a checksum where you just kind of add all the bits up and throw away the overflow, and that's just an integrity check so that the person receiving the packet can make sure that no bits got damaged by computing the same sum themselves and seeing that they get the same answer. There's a time to live, which is interesting. It's not actually a time, but it's how many times has this packet gotten handled so far since the first person sent it off. So this is some number that keeps decreasing every time somebody hands the packet off to the next person. And this is designed to avoid the problem, which can happen, that in the middle of the network somewhere, a cycle will form and everybody keeps passing the thing on. There's a whole business of how do these switches in the middle of the internet figure out what direction to send the packet onto. So they eventually throw the network away. And then there's this one, which is protocol. Okay? Now, protocol, the most important distinction between protocols that, you know, we should understand here is the difference between TCP and UDP. Okay? So let's just take a quick look into the middle of the internet here. Okay, so suppose we're trying to get from here to here. TCP is the protocol that the computers at the ends of the network will agree on when they want to make absolutely sure that the packet arrives, even though on any particular link, like here, it's possible that it'll get lost. Right? If this internet router receives a packet and discovers that it's wrong, or if this internet router, which only has so much memory in it, has had too many other people stuffing packets into it just at the wrong time, it will just have to throw the packet away and it won't be delivered. And so it's up to the machines kind of at the ends of the network to agree whether it's important that packets get retransmitted or whether it's okay just to lose a packet every now and then. So TCP is the sort of reliable delivery service, and UDP is the pretty much for time sensitive and, you know, not reliable service. Okay, we talk a little bit about this, how exactly they work through the retransmission things. But think of it this way, you know, this is for phone calls and streaming video. You know, this is for your payroll spreadsheet, right? Or your CSCI E2A homework assignment, where it actually does matter whether there's a character.
But you never make that choice yourself. You never say, oh, I'd like to send this using TCP. You just do something, and it's that decision's made for you at some
right.
lower level.
Right. It happens because in one place, it's your mail program, which is stuffing stuff into the internet, and it knows enough to use TCP. And in the other case, it's Skype, which is going out exactly the same wire but sending the packets using UDP because, you know, it doesn't matter if a few data packets get lost in, you know, in transit.